In Hebrews 10, we're told to promote love and good works. For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Drawing on her decades of personal study and the application of God's principles as a daughter, mother, wife, and missionary, Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, doing something today that I just love doing. I'm going to read you a letter from a husband. He happens to be a non-Christian husband, or he was a non-Christian, but he was so blessed by his wife's obedience. That word, obedience, has never been a very popular one, and I think it could not be less popular than it is today. Why should anybody obey anybody else? You're listening to a woman who believes what the Bible tells us. And the Bible tells us that true freedom, true liberation, lies on the far side of obedience. You know, the California freeways are a good illustration of that. People would not be able to travel at high speed without interruption if most of the people, most of the time, didn't keep the laws. It's obedience that liberates everybody to travel fast on those freeways. Well, Jesus said something very similar. Jesus gave us the principle. He said, "If you continue in my words, then you are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." We often hear just those last few words quoted, "The truth will make you free." But the great question is, are we obedient to the truth? The truth is not going to make us free in a vacuum. Here's one of those wonderful letters from a husband praising his wife. "We have been married for 42 years," he says. "Only the last few years have been the happiest of my life, as that was when our Lord got a hold of her heart. He showed her that she had the sin of gluttony and sent her to Overeaters Anonymous in 1983. The Holy Spirit got a hold of her, and she has been growing in grace and knowledge in our Lord ever since. She began to testify of the Lord in the meetings and what he did, and was always told that she could not bring religion into Overeaters Anonymous. They couldn't understand that she was not talking about a religion, but about a personal relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. They put her on a diet, and the weight just literally fell off. The Lord got her mind off herself and on him, and he got her into his word, and she became so filled with Christ, and he not only took care of the weight, but her high blood pressure and the mitral heart valve. When she confessed her sins and received his forgiveness, he completely took away her anger, resentment, bitterness, everything. It has been beautiful to witness her spiritual progress ever since. In Overeaters Anonymous, our Lord told her about praying for willingness. He began to teach her the importance of being honest and open with him. Now listen to this testimony of this husband. He says, "I have a completely new wife. She is such a nice person, for she is becoming more and more Christ-like. She's no longer selfish and full of self. By the grace of God, no matter what I ask her to do, she is so willing to do it, and always with such a marvelous attitude. She's so motivated and energized by the Holy Spirit. She is also full of pain." Then he goes on at some length to talk about the back problems that she's had and how it was very, very difficult for her to do any housework at all. And yet each time when something needed to be done, the Lord would give her the strength and at times freedom from pain, which enabled her to do what she needed to do. He goes on to say, "I am a man of 65 years, and I do lawn care. Because I work such long hours and have such a caring wife who desires to be the best helpmeet that God wants her to be, God has given her the strength and power from Him to take the shovel and weed the plants He has given to us. She's so appreciative of what God does that as she witnesses God's power, she literally bursts out in tears of praise, and she delights in telling God constantly how special He is. She sees Him as her Heavenly Father, who's taken the place of the father she never had, as her parents were divorced when she was 6 years of age. God is the only father she has ever known. And may I put in my own little comment here? I hear people sometimes say, well, I can't relate to God as a father because I never had one, or because I had a very bad father. Let me say to you, God is everything you always wished you had. God is everything you ever missed. My correspondent goes on to say, as she reads the scripture, she confesses to her father that she wants to do as he says, but she can't unless the Holy Spirit takes over and allows her to, for here again it is in the spiritual realm. Her walk with the Lord is marvelous to behold. I'm not sure if I am saved or not. And because of this, she feels the responsibility because of what God says in 1 Peter 3:1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the manner of living of the wife. Are there some wives listening to me whose husbands are not Christians? Have you been preaching at them, shoving Bibles at them, or maybe even Elizabeth Elliot books at them? Don't do that. Leave them to God, and just let them observe your quiet, gentle, loving way. Is your manner of life such that they might wish to ask, what is it that has made my wife different? This man says, there's no doubt that I see God's love for me shining through my wife. I see and witness the characteristics of Christ, and I find myself responding to this. Since I do lawn care, I work long hours, and I come home to milk the goats and take care of them, and then eat, take a shower, and drop off to sleep. She never murmurs or complains by the grace of God. She never argues with me. She will give me advice when I ask her for it, and I do ask her what she thinks. But then the decision she always leaves up to me, and whether it comes out right or wrong, she never says, I told you so. She's always ready to rub my feet as they get tired. And whenever I want or need anything, she will leave all to go and get it. When I get home from work, she's always looking for me. And I've never known her to let me leave in the morning without a wonderful smile on her face. And when I return, the smile is still there. She always comes to the door to greet me. She leaves everything to do my bidding. Truly, I am learning what it means to have heaven on earth. I can imagine that some of our listeners are sitting there saying, some woman wrote that letter. I just don't believe that. I don't think there is such a wife. Maybe somebody is saying, but why should I be like that? Why should I do my husband's bidding? Well, you know, it's one of those amazing spiritual paradoxes. Through giving, we receive. Through dying, we give life and are born again to eternal life. Through pardoning, we are pardoned. You know, perhaps, that I'm quoting from that wonderful prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. He said, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. St. Francis was echoing the words of Jesus when he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The word blessed means happy. It's a happier thing to give than to receive. It's great to hear the testimony of one man who has seen a radical change in his wife. There may be some husbands listening today who are praying that God is going to work a change in their wives. As you pray that, pray also that God will show you what you can do that will convince her of your love for God and your love for her. I know a man who said that the minute the Holy Spirit got a hold of him and he turned to Jesus Christ for his salvation, the instant recognition of the voice of God came to him in this form: "Go home and love your wife." That is reality. When our faith takes practical form, when Jesus Christ makes a tangible, visible difference in our lives, that's what Gateway to Joy is always about. The difference Jesus Christ makes. Remember, he's there to help you. He will give you the grace. Let none of us ever imagine we can do it by ourselves. We are saved by grace. We are sanctified or made holy also by grace.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.